Man. So great to hang out with you again.
Man.
Great to see you in town, LA. We had the TacFit team up this weekend.
TacFit team.
Taught some IntuFlow, taught the parts of the system, club bells, Q&A, Steel Mace, Viking Ninja. They got you sweating. You're wringing out your shirt this morning. That's day three.
I think I would go through like two of them during the whole session. But yeah, it was amazing. Losing my voice, but the 3 days that they had involved TacFit for their 1 year anniversary. And I'm speaking on TacFit Eagle Rock here in LA, and they're at Counterbalance Gym. It was wild, you know, just to get a community of people that do capoeira and they honor TacFit principles. Mm-hmm. And then they joined this weekend, long weekend of learning. Mm-hmm. It just really, it fascinates me now just because, you know, sometimes you feel like people, they got access to YouTube or they got access to social media. They don't really need to do those types of things, but you still have those people that really honor structure, system, you know?
I appreciate the culture that they have, you know, and you really feel the quality, right? They, you know, I mean, Quebrado, he did, right before the pandemic, he did the cert, the in-person cert, right? Yep. And then he did it again online, right? When it was like, I don't know how many weeks it was, that first one was like 11 weeks, right?
Yeah.
It was it was like 3 months, right?
Yeah, that was long.
And then he did all of the certs. He went like all in, brought, Taylor and just, you know, his teachers, his capoeira teachers, right? And then they've been spreading it, right? And it's just really cool to see the quality, right? Their quality of their school and the culture, the environment that they've created, right? In their group. It's really cool for me to see as a martial artist. Of course, they're martial artists as well with capoeira, and they have their, you know, the culture that they have in capoeira, right? And they're just kind of connecting it with TacFit, because we always talk about it's like a martial art, but with yourself, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's kind of the similar culture. So it's just really cool to see TacFit, you know, I'm a jiu-jitsu guy, but them using it for capoeira and making their capoeira better, and just the culture of the gym, right? To you know, go deeper into certain parts of it, right?
Absolutely correct. I've actually joined their capoeira flow. And
because that a part of like capoeira flow,
yeah.
You jumped into the hold, you're doing doing a little circle, the fight.
Yeah, you know,
it's like a fight. Playing, right?
Yeah, well, it started with the learning step by step, and it really felt like something sequenced together, like if it was a flow fit, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that's why they really gravitate to flow fit. I think flow fit system kind of really helps the carryover. But once, you know, once I started to like get the pattern a bit, they had the circle. They wanted me to go in there. And of course, I refused. But you can't refuse too many times. It gets disrespectful, right?
And they're so nice.
Yeah, they're very happy. They're very nice. And Sean's like, come on. And so I was like, you know what? I trust that guy. All right, let's go. And I said, I'm going to be the sorriest guy here. Okay, just to let you know, I don't, you know. And then when I went, everything just came out of my mind. Everything was free. And I just said, just move. And TacFit kicked in. Mm-hmm. And then I understood what I was doing for a moment. Mm-hmm. And then when I bailed out, it was fun. I reassessed and I was like, that's why they like TacFit. They can feel the carryover. I just did capoeira, I did TacFit, and I did that. Wow, the carryover matches well. And it's crazy that I say that, because it carries over not just a capoeira, jiu-jitsu, striking, outside of MMA, real life, depression. Mm-hmm. I'm too addicted to this TacFit system. It's a rabbit hole, man. It's crazy.
It never stops, right?
Yeah.
Well, there was a Q&A, and I asked you, like, you know, how did it come about, if you writing the book, your book?
The Viking Ninja Elements?
Yeah. Elements. What's it called? Viking Ninja Elements?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the book?
Wrote that book when I was depressed at a point. And the depression was very heavy because, you know, when you're single and you're in depression, it's a little different when you have a kid and a wife, because you want to be able to be successful and carry the family. And there was that at one point. And then I had to take my mind out of it by writing a book. I wrote the book just explaining how I'm getting out of depression with this steel mace tool that keeps my mind busy understanding or learning these movements that I'm trying to put together that are safe and not compromising for the body. Mm-hmm. And the practice of that eventually molded me with this confidence, and then the depression was gone. It was destroyed. And my mentality became stronger, and I started to grow, and I felt solid everywhere, and every decision making I had just started to turn around. And the mace, you know, I understood afterwards that the mace is a cerebral conditioning type method to it. And I don't recommend people get depressed and then just jump into that, but I do recommend the book to explain the principles of everything, of why Viking Ninja even exists. Mm-hmm. And it does carry over the fact that you have to be in the right state of mind to drop your ego, challenge your discipline, be humble, be human for a second, even though you...
Kill your ego, challenge your discipline.
Right. And that's the hardest thing to do. Someone makes fun of you. A normal person want to make fun back. Somebody slaps you, you want to slap them back. You know, it's just the ego.
Challenge your discipline. When I hear that, it sounds like kill your ego, right? So,
yeah,
you know, so you're able to learn, right? And then challenge your discipline. For me, I'm hearing like instead of just being okay with being good, you want to become your best, right?
Better is better. Yes, better. Get better.
You wanna not be content with just being okay, but
right.
Strive for your best version of yourself.
Correct. I look at it as an ego can look like a nice juicy apple. You take a bite, it's rotten. It's rotten because it's hiding so much things that you potentially can be doing. Your capability, once you drop your ego, you start learning the disciplines, it starts to manifest. Mm-hmm. You know, you start to grow differently in your mind. Your mindset carries through your body, and then your life changes, and it's crazy, you know. I think a lot of times people nowadays, it's not just depression. It's a lot of uncertainty. It's a lot of different type of stress going on. This digital world we live in. Mm. We try to, excuse me. We try to look for supplements. Like maybe I want to do jiu-jitsu because I'm so angry all the time that I need to go here and it helps me. You know, these things that we have now are outlets. And it becomes a factor for people, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I always say this, just like TacFit and Viking, it's like a martial art, right? Mm-hmm. But it's you versus you, not right. You versus anybody else. You don't have an opponent, right? And like martial arts, I mean, when I spoke to a student of mine, he was a psychologist, right? And so he was like, you know, I was like, why does somebody, I think I've told you the story before, mm-hmm. right? When I was like, why do people that do jiu-jitsu seem like they're much younger than they are? Mm-hmm. You know, they can be like, whatever. You know, we have savages in the 70s, you know, why do they seem like they're much younger than they are? Like they're young. It's like, oh, that's interesting you say that, because when you're a kid, everything's in the present, right?
Right.
You're in the moment. But as you get older, you're always in the past or the future, right? And so TacFit, Viking Ninja, like these, you know, this way of training, this type of training, right, you have to be totally fully present, right? Or you're gonna be hitting yourself with the steel mace or the club bell, or you know, you're not gonna connect the different body parts, and so it connects you, right? It connects you. We're like disconnected because of all the electronics and screen time, and you know, we think we're more connected, but we're disconnected, right?
So yeah, even the disconnected part is distracting. Because once you disconnect, people just look for other things to fulfill a void. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the the possibilities of using a discipline level that's you're working for, rather than you're expecting yourself to get through something and you think you're using discipline because you're doing it. The discipline is more mental. You're challenged to the point when you start and stop. Things you don't want to do. Are you uncomfortable? Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Is, you know, what's holding you back? A lot of these things happen nowadays, and some people don't even know. They don't even know what's holding them back. Mm. And all this stress is so clustered up that it's so hard to get rid of. So when you have like a system like TacFit, Viking Ninja, it and we explained this today in the gym, and, mm-hmm. and most of these people are saying they can see that it breaks the confusion in your brain and resets it, and now you're ready to go. You're focused. And they said that some of the people there said that they understood that there's a focus point that we expect out of them. However, it was hard to do, but that's the point. We have to discipline in there. And it was great with that feedback because that's exactly what it is, right? We have to kill our ego and challenge our discipline.
I love how you, you're an artist, right? So you know, lyrics and, you know, created a TacFit album, right? 7 key components and everything else.
Yeah.
The Foxtrot song. And, you know, so like, I love how you, you know, you have all these sayings, you know, mindful mechanics, you know, instead of, you know, we have simple, compound, complex, right. you know, movement, they're incremental learning, and you switch it up and you say like, you know, mindful mechanics, and, you know, and it's fun, you know, and it's more maybe somebody else, you know, the demographic, like, oh, okay, it catches on easier, right? Oh, right. This is yes. cool, you know?
Yeah.
But then it's all interconnected, and like, then they're more open to a learning, you know, they're going more into the science and stuff with TacFit and Scott's, you know, Scott's teachings and Juan David, right?
No, that's exactly right? right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know.
And then maybe when he teaches, right, to your students too, you can say, you know, call it maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Switch absolutely. It up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, today learning mindful mechanics, by the way, they they understand how to start to go there and also break it apart if they're there, if it's too confusing still. So the regression.
To regress, to regress.
And so they understood that you can break mindful mechanics apart, meaning two movements in one, two movements in one, two movements in one. There's three sections now. Mm-hmm. Work those till all of a sudden, can you do them all together? Mm-hmm. The complexity is real now. Your brain is on fire. Your body's on fire because you're holding pauses. You're wondering which step is the next.
Yeah.
So the brain's working too. And, you know, like you said, it cooks the brain, right?
It cooks the brain. It does. Yeah. Left, right. Hands, left hand, left, right, feet, hands, switching up and down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And that in many levels.
Breath, you know?
Yeah. And then someone said, why did you?
Forward and backward, sideways, you know, your vestibular, your everything is just, you know, it's cooking.
Yeah, it's cooking.
You're working it.
Yeah. And the reason is to, make it complex, right? Like, understand what your grip is like, you know, what feels good when you hold something like a steel mace or anything like a steel mace.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're more, you can manage it better versus weird, awkward grip positions. And it actually doesn't feel good on your elbows or your shoulders. So we maximize the most powerful structure in position with the mace to maximize the effort. And when you maximize the effort, it actually gives you results versus injury.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important part.
You know, I want to go to all the things that you do. Like, there's so many. Like, what aren't you doing, right? And within TacFit.
Subscription channel.
You're doing Viking Ninja. Subscription channel. You're, you know, I mean, everything, right? Yeah. Like, helping people with the certifications, getting the team ready, the educational team in the U.S.
Fantastic team.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
So talk to me about the subscription, since you brought that up just now.
Subscription channel for TacFit is...
What are you doing? What's going on?
So for what I'm doing in the subscription channel specifically, weekly, we put out new classes that are pre-recorded live. We use our instructors for the three brands. There's Steel Mace Yoga, there's Viking Ninja, and then there's TacFit. I'm a part of that, but however, we have trainers for them, and that's Brandon doing TacFit, Aaron Furry doing Steel Mace Yoga. And then you have Matt McCusker, who's our team leader for Viking Ninja, doing Viking Ninja. So with these classes, they're called coached classes.
Mm.
And they're 4-day waves to 7-day waves. And what I mean by that is there's no intensity, low intensity, moderate intensity and high intensity for those that just doesn't want to go high intensity all the time. This scale of training can actually help you train every day and actually make you feel good versus I'm too sore to do anything. So these classes are wired in where every week they're brand new. You can choose your 4-day wave to 7-day wave if you want to exercise every day. You're going to come with a warm-up every time with the follow along, and there'll be instructions happening followed by exercise instructions, which means it also explains the program. Mm-hmm. And he tells you how the exercises are done, but he also tells you how to approach a concept to this type of protocol. And he has all the coaches have a great way of explaining that. We go into the protocol, all of us, all the trainers that are on there, we're training with you. So you follow along or you go your own dynamic. Mm-hmm. But it's all the way through. These guys are working every week, giving me videos just for the people to share it, to give them the TacFit lifestyle. And so when we have a cool down after the program, I have to edit those things. We put it into the subscription channel. So far, we're on week 8 coming up. Mm. We plan to do this for 500 weeks. We want this to be automated so people who can search for these classes, or maybe they like their trainer, they can go to that trainer, and eventually he has all his classes lined up now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we just keep all these weeks, and we program them, and we make sure that it's thorough information, and that way everybody can learn and grow within the subscription channel, and eventually maybe take a certification because the education level, mm-hmm. they're ready for that type of mm-hmm. Certification for that for reason. Yeah.
You know, the academy, the online academy. So yeah. It's a 6-week prep course, right?
Yes.
For the certifications. And that kind of started in the pandemic, right? With the situation we were all in.
Oh, yeah.
How does it help the student coming in? Rather before we had maybe they gave us a PDF, right?
Right.
And then, you know, you're on your own, right? Unless you had somebody that you knew helping you.
Yeah, it was.
So how does it help the student prepare for the cert? How does that get them ready?
TacFit Academy is very awesome. We never had anything like this before. Like you said, it was PDF academic. Mm-hmm. And even with the academics, sometimes people couldn't grasp on what exactly they're supposed to do with their mechanics, technique, and performance. But we made the approach to wire in the trainers. Trainers get involved, interact, so that way the weeks, they're somebody able to talk to somebody mm-hmm. and get answers. But now it's grown into a crazy community, which is why I really appreciate these guys. Videos are going back and forth. Mm. They're checking everybody's form. They're being very, supportive. And I'm just proud of them because within these 6 weeks, they're really putting in work. And once they do the certification, teaching the certification with these guys, there's no awkwardness. Everyone knows each other. All right, guys, now this is the weekend to do it. And everybody's fired up. The fact that we were able to wire in our trainers here in US into the academy was probably the smartest move because we do it off the WhatsApp. However, the WhatsApp gives us access to do the videos back and forth and good communication skills. On top of that academy, we have not just academics coming out, but videos next to those academics. So mm-hmm. that way people can see it visually. Mm-hmm. We had to really own that part because the frequently asked questions off these academies were, I don't know what this move is. Can you send me a video? That's not happening anymore. You have it, right? Yeah. So with this becomes automated. And that doesn't mean they can't interact with the coach. The coach is always there waiting. And if there's any confusion off a video, maybe they want to ask some question, a trainer is always available. So
how do you find a trainer?
You find the trainer being, so when you get signed up to a certification, you'll get access to a WhatsApp group. And this WhatsApp group is a It's a private group with just participants in the certification. So anytime you ask for a coach in the thread, the coach responds right away. If it needs to be private, they will honor a private message through. So that way, whatever needs to be addressed can be addressed. We have a very good system with the team. It took a while to really figure out what kind of dynamics we wanted to do, but it wasn't about dynamics. It was about effort. Like we're going to give effort here and we're going to know where the effort goes. And so I think that really panned out for us on that. So I really appreciate their work on these 6 weeks because it's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to switch it up, you know, just because you have a direct student of Scott Sonnen. You're in the early days. You're the hype man back then, till now, you know, hype man. So you traveled with him, right?
Yes.
You traveled. Where did you guys go?
Specifically, let's see, either he would travel down to California. Obviously, he does the traveling, right? Most traveling. The one I did, the biggest one was Italy. I mean, it was the biggest one because I'm always trying to meet where Scott's at or Scott's coming over. Mm-hmm. The Italy thing was a mind.
Because you shot Primal Stress, right?
Yes, Primal Stress was shot in Monterey, California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Monterey, California. We did a lot of
in the gym, and then but there was some stuff on the ocean as well, right?
Correct. That's the Monterey Bay. Yeah, Monterey Bay.
Oh, ocean. Okay.
Yeah, Carmel, I think. Carmel, maybe if I can remember. He loved that place, and Italy was great. I had a lot of. A lot of things going on there. It was a beautiful country. And just being next to Scott, you know, I see his tired. I see his happy. I see his angry. I see his hungry. What does he look like and act like when he's hungry? All this human stuff being next to him, you know, it's just like, wow, this is unreal. I see all these humanism in him, you know, it's just coming, all these emotions.
It's nice, for traveling with people and connecting.
Yeah, and you know, it's all real. From the work. Yeah, it's being real. All the work he does, so much work. He's bouncing from city to city. I'm in a train.
Where did you guys go?
We went from Naples, Napoli, Capri Island, went to Florence, Italy, and Milan. So it was a crazy trip. And I'll tell you, I've never seen Scott Sonnen just kind of, you know, just go to sleep. Mm. And, you know, he did that in a car, in a taxi. I don't think I ever told him that, but he kind of crashed out for a bit and I just kind of left him alone and he eventually just woke back up. But man, I was like, this man works hard because, he would give everybody his all and just being next to him, seeing that going through emotional roller coaster. That's where I was like, I need to.
How did it work with, you had a translator when, you were there?
Yes, there was a translator, but, also, I believe the translation was kind of a.
Not so accurate.
Not so accurate at the time.
Because you have to understand the system, right? To translate it correctly.
Correct. So I think Scott was teaching these kickboxers.
Because I remember they went to China and then they had a translator that didn't, you know, understand the system, and they were translating. Something
cookie cutter,
else.
Cookie cutter.
Like so you have to have somebody that actually trains TACFIT or trains in the system translating, right?
Right. Exactly.
For it to make sense.
Like the best training is in Bellingham when I was over there, and he would do the certs and he would actually say those things that most people from other countries don't hear. So they'll come here because they don't want it translated. So they'll come here and learn straight from Scott, even though there's a language barrier still. So it's like really crazy, right?
Yeah, there are guys from Korea, from all over the world who come. Mm-hmm.
Just because of him.
Yeah.
And they just didn't want to hear from someone else because they didn't want the translation to be diluted, you know. So, you know, I love the fact that, you know, this man is he's just you can't say that he didn't impact the world. There's people that does TACFIT now, even before, that are starting to understand that, you know, and. That's
spill big. Some beans on some cool stories when you guys are traveling. So, spill some family secrets.
I mean, there's one in particular, but I don't know if I want to say that one. I think I'll spill some beans. Well, I remember.
Any crazy things happen on that trip?
Okay, yes. So there's one here. This is pretty cool. At that time, the mafia had something going on in that country with trash. And trash was everywhere. So there was like no...
And probably Napoli?
Napoli. Yeah. Uh-huh. There was like no authority. It was just all mafia. Uh-huh. And I had came that time. And Scott Sonnen told me right away, hey, when you get to Italy, you're going straight to this car. Don't go anywhere else. And I was like, what's going on? He's all, things out here are not what you think. So I said, wow, okay. So I go out there and I go straight to the car and I'm scared, okay, because I don't know, am I in the right car? You know, like nobody's letting me know. This guy doesn't speak English. I'm just like, has ESIC. Oh, okay, that's me, I'm in there. We go and this guy has a pistol in his waist. Mm. I'm just like, what is this? Why am I getting escorted? What is this, you know? I was
your armed escort.
Yeah. So we go straight to Scott and he goes, are you okay? I go, yeah. What's going on? He goes, and he explains the mafia thing and all that. When we start traveling to another place, he said, listen, you're a tactical photographer. I'm going to say that so that way, you know, you have a title. Keep your eyes peeled. Don't talk to anybody and keep your things next to you. I said, okay. I just followed that. We went on the train. And he's like, all right, we're here. First thing he does, goes to sleep. So I'm sitting here like, so I'm the watch out guy, I guess. You know, I'm not going to sleep either. I'm just going to watch everybody's stuff. But it was fine. I think he needed that. He slept for a long time on that train ride to Florence. So I was pretty tired.
Be ready, be on the lookout, and then boom, he's out.
He was very stern about it, like, this is crazy. And he goes on the train, it just crashes. I'm like, what? I'm supposed to look out for things.
How was that Capri?
Beautiful island.
Beautiful, huh?
Beautiful.
I always wanted to visit.
I'll tell you what, you'll never eat as much spinach in your
life.
Like, they give you Well, there's a restaurant there Scott and I went to, and you know, it was an appetizer. They said, you know, spinach. Mm-hmm. I was like, sure. And Scott was like, you gotta be careful with that. They give you a lot. He's like, are you okay with that? And I go, I'm fine. Yeah. And he's all, well, I'm eating a lot because I'm training and I have a diet. So you don't have to do what I do. Stop doing what I'm doing. Just do you. And I go, no, I'm gonna eat the spinach. So I was all right. They came out with a mountain high spinach plate. I thought it was for everybody. It was for one person.
You probably ordered that, no?
Yeah. I was like, whoa, that's a lot of spinach. So they started putting salt, pepper on it, and then I just ate it, and they put a little oil or whatever. And as I go halfway, I'm like, whoa, oh, this is appetizer? You know, what's next? And I'm looking at Scott. He's asking for a second plate. And I'm like, how do you do that? You know, I'm over here, I'm struggling off a plate over here. And
he probably ordered the spinach, right? It wasn't something that they served.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, and then he does it again. Okay. And he does it again. And he goes, look, you don't have to do what I do. I go, I get it.
No, because I know for myself too, like in my diet, like I do better when I have like greens, you know,
mm-hmm.
mixed in with whatever I eat, you know, like whatever protein, whatever. I eat a lot of greens and I feel good. I feel it.
Feel real good. Yeah, because he's training a lot.
And yeah. So I would think that.
I would say this. Because the Capri Islands saved him there, right? He gets all the spinach all over. We go out to Florence, and he's doing a T-Lab thing where he's teaching Sistema for Templars.
Okay.
We try to
get Templars?
Yeah, Templars. It's like Templar. I'm a little vague off what they were. This Italian man was speaking on it, but.
So it was guys that were like a martial art group?
Yes.
The Sistema martial art group, okay, in Italy?
Yeah.
In Florence?
Florence, yeah. Okay. And so great, great guys. But we try to look for something to eat after that. And Scott says, everything's closed. I said, what? Everything closed early. So we had to go look around for something that was open. And we found something. But they don't have hamburgers, and it's just bread, cheese, and tomato. Mm. And he's all salami. He said, I want that. And he ordered, I don't know how many of those things. He threw the bread away, ate just the meat. And he probably ordered maybe 20 of those just to get a good, decent size of meat to eat.
Well, and out of the sandwiches.
Out of the sandwiches and all the bread to waste. And he saw, oh, God, I got to find something to eat.
Sounds like something I would do, too.
Right. Yeah. He said, I got to find something to eat. I need a steak. I need, you know. At this time, I'm fine with corn chips, you know. I'm fine with corn chips. And I'm just having, you know, easy going at that time. But
I think the bread's, like, processed, you know. Like, yeah. Some of the, like, real, like the old, like, whatever, bakeries or with the yeast instead. The what do you call it? Not yeast.
The dough?
Yeah, the dough, like not organic, but just the real raw one that's mm-hmm. not processed.
Flour?
The flour, I'm not sure the process of it, of the processing of it, but just know that I've had bread in other places before where it's not like I know for sure not processed. I don't feel bad.
And it tastes good. It tastes better.
It tastes good, right? I mean, this one can taste good too, but just you don't feel good. I don't feel good. I'm not saying you. I don't feel good.
Side effect.
I usually skip the bread or... I maybe have just a little bit, you know, but I don't have a lot, you know. So yeah. It's funny you say that about Scott because I'd probably do the same thing. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I learned a lot from him with that. I was like, man.
But if you don't have an issue with it, no problem, right?
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
eat all the bread, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just like, man, he eats all that meat like that. There's got to be a reason, you know. And then now I'm here now. I'm like, okay, I get it now. Yeah. You know, I get
paleo style. Yeah, right? He's doing that before,
and he did that first. You know, like he was the guy who kind of like did it for himself. He didn't say nothing. His diet was incredible, incredible. I couldn't fathom the stuff that he wanted to eat because he knew what he wanted to eat. He knew what he needed, and it made him that much, you know.
So what other programs did you shoot? You shot, right? And you edited as well?
Yes, for the subscription channel, I shot...
Not before that, back the vintage Scott stuff.
Oh, you're talking about vintage stuff.
Vintage Scott stuff.
Yes, there's quite a few videos I've done for him. He was... at one point, you know... I can't really count how many times I've done this with him, but... I've known that he needed somebody. He needed somebody to kind of put something out, you know. And every time I was at a cert, matter of fact, when I did my very first evaluation of the certification, just to see what it was before I got involved, and I told Scott Sonnen, since I was already interested in him, I said, "Man, you're awesome, you know. I'd love to do some photos and videos for you." And it was like. Back in those times, he's like, wait, I'm not paying you. It's like, no, it's for free, you know? And, you know, he's like, he doesn't care. He's like, okay, yeah, whatever. So I do all these things, and during the cert, I pop these videos and these photos out real quick. Like, so after he's done with the section, it's all done. And then he sees all edited. He's like, you just did that just now? I go, yeah. He goes, Can you keep doing it? I go, yeah. He goes, like, man, this is awesome stuff. And it hyped me up. So I just started getting into it. And then all of a sudden they do the qual. And I'm, you know, going around. And I asked Scott first, is it okay if I go on the camera? He goes, yeah, just, you know, don't bother the coaches. Mm. You know, just don't, you know, because they're looking at technique. Mm. So I'll stay out of their way. Did all this. And they never had a certification video, right? Right. And so... I gave it to him. He looked at it. He's all, wow. You know, and so now the relationship.
Where's that
grew.
Footage?
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Some of the stuff's on YouTube.
Yeah, if you look at, if I pull it up, it doesn't make sense, right? But I mean, I could show it to you too. But if you look at TacFit,
some older ones. Vintage.
Yeah, look at the, like a very old, so the thumbnail is old silhouette with the Mohawk guy. Mm. On there, and then you'll see the date if it's pretty far back. Look at it. Okay. I believe it's like before. Oh, you'll see it. There's an older video for a certification. It's TacFit. Maybe I can send it to you, and you can kind of reach out and put it on there. Maybe people can see it.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
It's the Mohawk silhouette guy.
I mean to cut you off. So that's on YouTube. But so you were about to say like the other stuff. That you, I think you talked about it, but were you about to say? I interrupted you
about the Scott's.
Just what other things you've done?
Oh, other things. So another thing I've done.
Shot
was, you know, pretty much all his ideas. Like, so if he had a brand new idea, he would reach out and then he'd say, "Can we shoot this?" And I basically from that certification I just talked about. Was the pretty much the road for me to help Scott, but also on the side was me to develop as a coach. So giving those things for him, his photos, I had to do all his photos when he came down to make sure that he had some content. He was with RMAX. He knew that he needed this stuff. And back then you had to pay for this stuff, you know, and it was super expensive It was just, you don't have many people doing it.
Why did you have a camera? Why did you know how to edit and just do all that stuff?
I just said, one time I found out how much it costs to get an editor for video and film or for photography. I said, man, let me figure this out myself. I may suck, but I may get better. And so I did it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I have this little edge on what I want to do. And it just took off from there. Now, I'd say over a decade to this day, now I'm able to take projects, right? Like subscription channel with the coaches we have and have them do their videos, send it to me. I edit it, boom, done, right? I wouldn't be able to do that like before. I'd have to like develop with Scott Sonnen with these videos that I had to edit to be able to be who I am today. So in many ways, he's trained me physically, mentally, but even with these technology and it's... you know, just of service to him and RMAX at the time. It was good times.
Amazing, man. Amazing journey.
Yeah, it really was. Really was.
We mentioned, we talked in the Q&A, you know, we talked about TacFit games.
Yes.
So I want to hear your thoughts on that, you know, because it's got health first, right? But, you know, like a lot of people like competition, right?
A lot of people like competition.
You want to become the best, whatever.
So
what are your thoughts, you know, because I have my thoughts, but
yeah, my thoughts to TacFit games is it's games to compete with yourself. And what does that mean? That means it's a game of technique. We look for technique in our certifications. We should do that in the games. If you're conditioned enough to hold technique, then the reps count. You break the technique, done.
Yeah.
We don't want to go pushing someone failure and failure, failure, failure,
so no rep, right?
Correct. And we shouldn't push people failure, failure, and keep going because that's wear and tear. Mm-hmm. It's wear and tear. For us with our system, we have a technique-based system, which is all recovery-based as well. But we also want to, you know, give our trainers, right, a fun engagement of what it takes to feel conditioned, how to be conditioned, and how to showcase performance, right? I would like to do like flow fit section where can you do the sequence order and can you keep going? Because when you stop for at least 10 seconds, done. Mm. And we're looking for this much rep, this many rounds being done. And if whoever is the highest gets to be on the board, you know? Even till failure, which is cutting the technique, sit through leg. How many did you get on each side? Okay, we rack up that score, boom, goes up there. And then it stacks just like who's leading, who's not.
Like a leg swoop you're talking about?
Like leg, yeah, leg could be leg swoop.
Or leg for extension.
For instance, yeah, exactly, because people coming to our TacFit event, the games, are going to be level one, level two, level three. So if they do the leg, sit through leg, if they're level two, they have to do the level two part.
So I'm excited to see what everybody comes up with. And,
oh man, yeah. I've been thinking about this for years.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I'm ready to show it to you.
I want to be, you know, maybe place or whatever. Yeah. One of the things that try to at least, you know, but it'll be a goal, right?
And I feel like you have a great sense of creativity for all this too. Yeah. So, and, yeah, it's exciting. I get a lot of people asking when that's going to happen. You know, I said, we got to talk to a professor and see, you know, because you're great at organizing and we want to make sure that we go through with that. Mm-hmm. But TacFit Games, Viking Ninja, it can be supplemental in there. And it can include the Steel Mace, right? So, yeah.
What would you look, let's say there's a style competition. What would you look at? maybe in the style competition.
Style competition would be definitely FlowFit category. It would be Mindful Mechanics.
But with a steel mace?
Still, yeah, Mindful Mechanics style.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, like, can you pretty much, there's a pattern people will know, like Swiss squat, lateral lunge, battle lunge into 360. They'll know exactly what that means. And that level, you can only be level two, right? Level one can stay basic level and they still have their world. But these leveled coaches are going to work hard to work those advanced drills, and that's what we're going to work on.
You have any goals?
Yes.
With the system, TacFit, Viking Ninja?
Yeah, to reach a billion people. To reach a billion people. And to do it with the team. Not just USA, all around the world, our team TacFit. Mm-hmm. And I see nothing but good stuff happening right now. We're turning the table. Since TacFit has been on a pause for so long, we've been improving everything that we have to be in order to be a community-based and recovery-based, but community-based system, because this is what it really is. A lot of times people say, looks too masculine. I don't want to do TacFit. It looks like it's serious. That stuff is out the window. This is the new TacFit. This TacFit is for everybody, and it doesn't matter where you're at. It's saying, general pop, we have something for you, okay? People who just want to work out, get it in, get it done. But if you stay to stick around and learn more, we have this education world where we can pull you in. Mm. And this is fantastic, you know? And every single one of our coaches are starting to get it. It's fantastic.
Well, I love the new format, the one, you know, I was able to do the cert the whole weekend in Brazil.
Nice.
I see the new format. I love it. I love what, you know, Coach Juan David has been, and you and the team has been, you know, doing, and I'm excited for the future.
Nice.
The things that we're going
to
be doing.
I'm very excited too. I really think the team had to have, you know, it's new and we're trying to develop together and work the kinks, and now it's starting to be fluid because the team really holds on to each other. It's great.
Awesome, brother. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
One man wrecking machine. Yeah. It's funny that you did the same thing back, and that's how you showed Scott that your capabilities a little bit, right? You know, like you edited all the pictures. Oh, I'll do it for free.
Yeah.
And I showed him how fast you could get him the things.
I wanted to impress him. I wanted to impress him. And at the same time, I never wanted to charge any of that work. I just wanted him to know that I was down for him.
Well, you're still impressing all of the team every day with all the things that you're able to do.
Right on,
so
man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for having me here.